And on to Iraq news now, and what a difference a year makes for Iraqi exile Ahmed Chalabi. He was a U.S. favorite, seen as a potential future president of Iraq. He was getting a generous monthly stipend from the Pentagon. Today, his home in Baghdad was raided by Iraqi police and U.S. soldiers. There was a framed photograph of him hanging on the wall. Someone shot a bullet through the forehead of the picture. Day to Day's Madeline Brand is here with more. Madeline, what is going on?
Well, Alex, the details are still sketchy, but according to Chalabi's aides, Iraqi police and American soldiers smashed through doors, wreaking havoc inside, taking documents and a computer. As you said, there was that bullet hole in that framed photo of him. All rather surprising considering Chalabi's once vaunted state. Chalabi himself said today that his relationship with the Americans in Iraq is now severed.
If the CPA finds it necessary to direct an armed attack against my home, you can see the state of relations between the CPA and the Iraqi people.
So that's Mr. Chalabi at a press conference this morning. What did the U.S. say?
Well, they also had a press conference this morning, and they basically said they had nothing to do with it. CPA spokesman Dan Senor said it was an entire Iraqi operation.
I would refer you to the Iraqi police on that issue. My understanding is they're the ones who seized any documents. It was an Iraqi-led investigation. It was an Iraqi-led raid. It was the result of Iraqi arrest warrants.
The U.S. had nothing to do with this? U.S. troops went along?
Oh, yeah.
This guy, Ahmed Chalabi, is an absolutely fascinating character. He's lived most of his life outside of Iraq. He was a banker. He's been convicted of huge bank fraud in Jordan. But his relationship with the U.S. has been, well, I guess, strange.
Well, it was very good until now, it appears. But it's been souring for a while, for the last few months. And just a couple of days ago, the Pentagon canceled its $340,000 a month stipend to Chalabi's Iraqi National Congress. And Chalabi has been increasingly critical of the United States in Iraq. He disagreed vehemently with the decision to bring back some former Ba'athists into positions of power, basically likening it to rehabilitating the Nazis. He's gotten into a public spat with U.S. Administrator Paul Bremer over who will investigate this corrupt oil for food program. And I spoke with Mideast expert Juan Cole about that. He's at the University of Michigan.
Chalabi himself has brandished threats that he has information that would implicate officials of neighboring governments if they continue to criticize him. There's something a little bit thuggish about Chalabi's attempt to get access to this kind of information and then to use it to blackmail political rivals.
So perhaps that's what they were looking for when they raided the home today, some of those documents?
Well, there are several theories being bruited about inside Baghdad, as I understand it. One is that there's been substantial corruption in the Iraqi National Congress. He has always denied these charges. The CIA and the State Department then accused him of not being able to account for monies that they gave him in the 90s.
And the larger backdrop of this is that he was relied upon quite extensively by leaders in the Defense Department for intelligence regarding weapons of mass destruction in the lead up to the war against Iraq. And, of course, those weapons have not been found. So has he also fell out of disfavor because of that?
Well, no, I think that he had already been out of favor with the State Department and the CIA. They had found him unreliable, and he retained close contacts with the civilians running the Department of Defense. It was backed strongly by Secretary of Defense Rumsfeld, his deputies, Paul Wolfowitz and Douglas Feith. But I think that what may have happened is that the Defense Department, which had been a backer of Chalabi, has been weakened in Washington politics by the Abu Ghraib torture prison scandal, and that the State Department and the CIA may now be in a position to come after Chalabi on these grounds of suspected corruption.
This is Day to Day.